This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Cuban authorities restored internet access on Wednesday following 3 days of interruptions after unprecedented protests erupted over the weekend, according to AFP journalists. But access to social media and messaging apps such as Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter remained blocked. Social media is the only way Cubans can access independent media, while online messaging apps is the main way of communicating amongst themselves. One person has died and more than 100 were arrested, including independent journalists and opposition activists, since the anti-government protests broke out in the communist-ruled island over the worst economic crisis in decades. Cuba was quick to blame a half-century of U.S. economic pressure for the crisis, but the downturn also comes amid strict measures against COVID-19 and an uptick in cases. Streets in the capital, Havana, were calm on Wednesday, but there is a visibly larger security presence, particularly around the Parliament building where protesters gathered on Sunday. The administration of United States President Joe Biden is expected to announce soon the start of Operation Allies Refugee, a plan to evacuate Afghan translators seeking American visas after working alongside the U.S. military for years, according to multiple media reports. An official says an announcement likely will be made on Wednesday, and the operation would involve chartered civilian aircraft, with flights beginning in the last week of this month, but other details are being withheld for, quote, operational security. President Joe Biden's administration has faced pressure to provide security for Afghans who aided Washington as it ends its two-decade war in the country by the end of August. Taliban fighters hostile to those workers have seized control of major border crossings and land in the country in recent weeks as U.S. troops have withdrawn. This is VOA News.